Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now in to hour number two. Wayne Paul, brother of Ron Paul, great political activist in his own right. He's in the Obama deception. He'll be joining us in T-minus 59 minutes, 18 seconds. We have Dr. Rima E. Lebo and her husband, Albert Instobline III, Major General, joining us to talk about the soft kill slaughter grid that we're all entering into right now. That is coming up in the final hour. Truth is stranger than fiction. And as I said last hour, look in your heart, look in your guts, look in your soul, and realize that we are living on a beautiful planet with just wondrous opportunities all around us. But if we don't recognize the evil and fight it, it will take over. I'm a very positive person. I'm in love with life, in love with everything. Except that which kills life, that which pulls down beauty. And it's got to be met. And met it is being. All right, look, I'm going to take calls for 30 minutes, then I'm going to get back into this key breakdown of points I want to make in a ton of news that I haven't even gotten to yet. But right now, let's go ahead and start taking your calls. Dave in California, you're on the air worldwide, Dave.
Hello. Hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Perfect. Hey, first off, great show. I appreciate the job you do. You do a fantastic job every day. I agree with about 98% of everything that you say. I think you're right on target for most of it. Was wondering if you were aware that Henry Paulson was on the Hill today being grilled by congressmen over the TARP.
I had heard he was going to be testifying, but no. What happened?
Well, pretty much all the Democrats and Republicans across the board were equally grillative, I guess. Nobody gave him much slack. Dennis Kucinich's main point was, you know, Ken Lewis didn't inform, as the SEC requires, Ken Lewis did not inform the shareholders of Bank of America about what he was doing until after he did it.
Well, I mean, they criminally are vertically integrating the society, and the Federal Reserve, which Bank of America holds stock in, ordered them to do that, but see, that's the false left-right paradigm or a fake choice split is what they're doing. I mean, look, Bank of America is in this up to their eyeballs. They're just blaming it on the political guy that's already gone, so that that by him being a sacrificial goat, it then passes everything else through the veil so they can move on. Kind of like they're burning Cheney a little bit right now, but they're just going to give him a golden brown, you know, cooking, not anything that actually hurts him, so that they can make Obama look good and energize partisan politics. Yes, go ahead.
I think what they do to Cheney, though, strictly depends a lot. Much of it depends on what we do. If the grassroots movement was vocal enough and said, look, this man was involved up to his earlobes in all sorts of crimes, we need him prosecuted, I don't think Obama, even no matter how bought and sold he is, can avoid having the masses...
Yes, if we could get him indicted or get him in deep trouble, that would then send a message to all these black ops and people, you're not going to get away with torture and murder of innocent people and warrantless wiretapping. But if it's just about blaming everything on Cheney and piling all the sins on him, he's just a high-level corporate functionary, a CEO type. And so if we act like all the evil emanated out of Cheney, it becomes a birdcage liner. I want to talk about the bird that's crapping all over us instead of, you know, Bill Clinton or Dick Cheney or Barack Obama, who were just birdcage liners. Instead of talking about the birdcage liner, I want to talk about the bird. David Rockefeller, Queen of England, the Rothschilds, all this scum. That's who I want to talk about. I want to bring them to justice. I want them to get in trouble. And it's talking about these guys that need to get in trouble is what will actually send hit squads out, but I don't care. Like I said, I'm going right at them. And, yeah, the whole Cheney thing is very interesting, and it's important that it comes out because it shows what complete criminals the government is and how illegitimate they are.
I think he would be a figurehead otherwise.
Yeah, I hear you. I appreciate your call. Good points there, David. We'll take more calls when we get back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, As the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
By the way, a point I've been meaning to make for months, this whole last session of Congress, especially in the House, we've been taping it all for the Obama film, going through all the video, all the different lies in the seat. It's unbelievable. And I've been watching Congress since high school. You know, we had cable and C-SPAN. I've been watching C-SPAN since I was about 14 years old. So that's a while. And I guess more than 20 years. So I know a little bit about the procedure. It's very Byzantine. They're always changing House rules. But I know the basics more than most. And the Democrats, and I've watched Republican and Democrat alike, have never acted like this. Neither party has. The Democrats are breaking all the rules. They are engaging in fake votes. They are cheating. They are voting more than once. They are not letting people see bills. I mean, in the past, they would release a bill an hour or two before. Now, they put one copy out and say, we're calling the vote. And then the leader of the Republicans has to get up and do a House filibuster just to be able to read it. He gets up and says, okay, I just got this 5 minutes ago. I'm blocking the vote. I'm just going to stay up here and talk. And there's not really a filibuster in the House unless you're a leader, but then you can have an unlimited filibuster. But I was just in there during the break in the coffee room, drinking from the coffee pot, my last vice. Like a bear climbing into a honey bottle, honey jar. But the point is, I'm in there watching it, and they had just a big vote. There's all this booing and yelling, and they're just ignoring all the procedures, and the vote had been voted down, and then they opened it back up for a vote, which you're not supposed to be able to do. And then it looks like there's more votes for it than there are actual Democrats, but they can't find Republicans that voted for it. There's this big fight going on. I had to come back in here on air. But the issue is that they say to the speaker, I would like to see the bill. And they go, you may see the bill. And they go, where is it? I will not tell you. I mean, I have this on video from back during the climate carbon tax bill they passed a week and a half ago. And they say, I can't see it. And they go, you may see it. And they go, but it's not here. They go, where is it? I will not tell you. And then they just laugh at them. I mean, it's just, ladies and gentlemen, they've given the politicians the orders. Go for broke. Rob everybody. Steal everything, including the kitchen sink and whatever's nailed down. Go for broke. There's not going to be anything left. Get enough money for your own private island. We're bringing America down. I mean, they are taking over, getting rid of the borders. They are taking over health care. They're passing all sorts of new taxes. They're saying they're going to raise taxes on everybody. Breaking that pledge. Obama's people saying he never pledged that, even though we have literally, I don't know, I stopped at 20-plus videos of him saying, I pledge not one tax will be raised above $250,000 a year in a two-person family, over $125,000 a year individual. And now he's saying, I never said that. I mean, it's just, you think Bill Clinton's bad, you think George Bush is bad, and and I've had a lot of expert guests on who I agree with. It's not even that Obama's much worse than them. It's that we're further down in the progression of this tyranny. And they are, it's kind of like if you've already robbed four or five banks, you've already shot a security guard and then shot a cop and shot a teller, and you've already got a death sentence hanging over your head, you know you're going to the electric chair, you know you're going to the lethal injection, and you might as well just rob, steal, kill, do whatever you want. I mean, kill one cop, kill five cops. You know, it's just go for broke, wild, steal everything, do whatever you want. And that's why they're defending corrupt cops now that kill innocent people. And they're defending corrupt politicians that get caught doing bad things. I mean, it's open season, folks. Open season is the word. Open season on our republic, on our freedoms, and just a gang of criminals are robbing everything. And you do see a few good congressmen on the independent side, on the Republican side, and a few even on the Democrat. You know, even Kucinich gets up and says, you know, you're not following procedures. This is wrong. There's one independent senator who's telling the truth and doing a good job, and there's a few Republicans. There's a Republican congressman I want to get on. I'm really getting impressed with from Texas. Louis something, I keep pronouncing his name wrong. I've got to see it on screen to get it right. But he's always there fighting the bills and always right up front just being told to sit down and shut up by the pond scum. You know, they're always rotating different Democrats through the speakership position. And there's always these evil lawyers up there advising them on how to twist and manipulate. And I just want you to know that we're being gang raped right now politically. And I have watched the Congress for 20-plus years. Just 21, 22 years. And I've never seen it. It looks like Parliament where they're yelling and screaming and fighting. Parliament wasn't like that until about 100 years ago. All decorum is gone. It's like South Korean Parliament where they beat each other with canes on TV and choke each other. And the Japanese diet sometimes when, you know, half those guys are in the Japanese mafia with tats all over them. You just can't see it under their clothes. And they start trying to kill each other in there. I mean, you know, that's basically what it's becoming. And you've just got these criminals up there, and they don't care. They're just laughing and joking, and it's so funny. And they've got more than 20 anti-gun bills, each one of them totally devastating, worse than anything ever introduced or passed before. I mean, it is heavy. It is heavy duty. I I said, I'd take calls. We'll just go to them. But just know this. This is the Alamo, and the New World Order is coming over the walls. And the average American's got the thumb in their mouth or somewhere else, and they just don't even want to hear what's going on and just think it's all a big party. As most people I know are losing their jobs or getting pay cuts, society is unraveling at the edges. The federal government's trying to make veterans pay for their own health care now when they sign a contract and were promised that. And then when we first started covering that bill, listeners, we break a lot of news because listeners send us tips and things. And before the VFW came out and said it was criminal and before it was on the news, a few weeks before our listeners called and said, have you seen this? They're proposing making vets pay for their own health care. And years ago, I'd cover how they make vets pay for their own airline tickets back. They make them pay for their own meals at military bases in Germany when they've got their legs blown off. And I would get neocons calling up, threatening my office and emailing me saying, you're a liar. Because, see, that was under George Bush. So it was unpatriotic to say that the troops shouldn't have to pay for their own meals or pay for their own medical care. It's already going on. So why not just totally get rid of it? I mean, this is just a total raping. They don't care about you. Get that through your heads, folks. Ilya in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
I've been trying to petition the government about parking tickets because all they say, I live in New York, all they say is that they need to receive a response within 30 days. And I didn't see any obligation that I had past that. So these administrative law judges still believe that you owe them any money. But
yeah, they won't let you have a trial. They won't give you what the Bill of Rights says you're due. And then they still charge you the money. And it's come out in New York. They give people tickets even when they're parked correctly. And they've been ordered. The police took out a full-page ad and apologized and said, look, we've been ordered to squeeze you. This was 3 years ago. And we don't like doing this, but we've been ordered to really squeeze you. And absolutely, go ahead.
So I kept writing them letters saying, please give me a jury trial or dismiss these tickets. But they don't really listen, and they don't even send me any lawful contract that apparently that they might think that I signed with them, which is no contract. I didn't sign any contract with them. But if there was, I would like a copy of it. Or I would like a jury trial because it's in controversy of over $20. I saw an administrative law judge yesterday. She said that it's not necessary for administrative proceedings to have a jury trial.
Yeah, that's so right. And then this sounds small, but once they do that, they can then, without a trial, take anything else they want. And that's now happening in Austin. I appreciate your call, sir. Yeah, I was driving down the road last night, and I heard the local News Radio 590 covering this. So I got home, and I Googled it, and sure enough, I forgot to bring that. I told you I left my stack at home. Forget the exact headline. It's schools taking – Austin schools charging fine for cell phones. There's no judge, no jury, no sworn peace officer, nothing. If you have a cell phone, even if it's off, they take your cell phone – and then make you pay $15 each time to get it back, and it's administrative. Just like there's no law you got to take shots, but they say, we're going to arrest you if you don't take shots. Then they do an administrative procedure. They expel you falsely. Then they trigger criminal proceedings for truancy when they falsely kick you out to trigger the truancy. See how the little lawyer scam works? We try to explain that to some Prozac, Ritalin head, fluoride head person, and they just can't understand it. Now, it's the same thing here. In Austin, and now I learned searching and all over the country they're doing this in different locales, no judge, no jury, no nothing. I mean, it'd be one thing if they said, you're going to get sent to the principal's office and you're disregarding policy, and the third time you do it, you're going to get expelled. But no, they just want the money. And so they steal your cell phone and then raise money off of it, and then some kids don't have the money, so they just keep the cell phones and sell them. That was the other issue, is that it's just totally criminal, and that's what tyranny's all about.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's premium, the letter E, cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, hitting the globalists and hitting them hard. Thanks to you, spreading the word, taking action, speaking the truth. You know, I say I get frustrated constantly. It's because I'm carrying around thousands of pieces of new data every week. That's how much I scan. Oh, I love that music. Just crank it up for a second. I'll have a little bit of enjoyment here.
Hey,
finish up with this and start getting to your calls. The issue is that I get frustrated because there is so much news, and then there's not time to really flesh out each story, each article, and properly put it in context, so I just don't get to most of it. I mean, I've just got news here, stack after stack, that's off the chart. It's all up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But the guy searched the story that I found yesterday, and here it is. Cell phone fines mean big bucks for some Texas school districts. And it says in Austin, no judge, no jury, no due process. They just snatch and steal your property, and they get $15 each time. And it says that Austin collected over $100,000 in 2 years. Houston collected hundreds of thousands. One high school got $17,000 in 1 year alone. And it talks about how smaller ISDs are doing it. Montgomery ISD took in $2,500. Magnolia ISD is doing it. I mean, this is millions. And the children are learning because they end up taking their cell phone to school. Some schools allow it, but then if you have it out at lunch, then they take it because they want it. It's kind of like if the cops put too many speed traps up on the same road too long, they stop getting a catch. They move to other spots. They kind of want you speeding, you know, because they got to get the money. Well, at least there you can challenge it in court or you can, you know, demand due process. This is the end of America. I mean, you take the Texas comptroller. No judge, no jury. She just says she thinks you didn't pay enough sales tax. They just grab it out of your account. No judge, no jury, no recourse. I mean, we live under tyranny, ladies and gentlemen, and all the time, executive branches of state and federal government, and now international government, they'll just slap taxes without even a law being passed on cell phones or power or boats or cars. I mean, it's just, there's thousands of taxes now, and you just don't notice because it's all in the contract when you buy something. A lot of them, they tag on to industries. Oh, a lot of states have a golfing tax, or they have a lawnmower tax, or they have a... And that's what this carbon tax is all about. It's just total control where they can selectively enforce. 30-plus federal agencies can levy taxes by themselves. The law just gives them an imperial power, kind of like a letter of marque, where the Queen of England would tell a captain, all right, you can take your five ships out, and you can rob this country's ships, that country's ships, and this country's ships, and I won't say you're a pirate. Sometimes the British and French governments, when they really needed money, they just say, rob anybody you want except for our flags. You can even rob our allies. There were some cases of that. So a pirate pulls up, robs everything he got, and takes half the booty and gives it to the Admiralty. Then the Admiralty takes half for themselves and gives the rest to the crown. Oh, yes, being an admiral had its fringe benefits. I mean, some admirals became lords and had millions of pounds. And I mean millions of pounds in pounds hundreds of years ago, meaning physical. You know, giant storehouses full of silver and gold. Robbed from the planet. These are pirates we're dealing with. And you don't think they won't stage a terror attack and kill 3,000 people to get their whole agenda through? You are thinking like a fool if you don't know history. All right, I'm going to continue with your phone calls on the other side. I'm going to go through this key analysis breakdown and a whole host of issues about my philosophy and where I see the world going. On the other side, I'm wound up and focused today, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm honored to be your host. I'm honored to be here with you right here on the GCN Radio Network. PrisonPlanet.tv, check it out today.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job. unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
Let's go to your phone calls here. Jerry in Indiana, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, I appreciate your videos. These are excellent, professionally done. I am a loner hermit type person, but I bought these videos and got them out to my circle of people. And I have a waiting list to see them now. And the thing is, for these listeners, I've been a shortwave listener for 35 years now, and the thing of it is, the people that are receptive to these videos, get them out, the ones that are not. Go on. It's a numbers game. We got to stand for liberty, and I appreciate you clinging to Psalms 94:16, Alex. It makes me proud to talk to you. The other thing, I had a woman came over in my little circle and said, well, I don't believe about eugenics. You don't believe, she said, I don't believe in eugenics. So I backed it up to the Georgia Guidestones. People, the information that Alex Jones has on these videos is damning to the New World Order. Jim Guy Tucker, I listened to 30 years ago when he was just going out after Bilderberg. Webster Tarpley, these are credible individuals that are in these videos. I'm, like I said, I'm not a speaker. Alex Jones didn't call me and tell me to promote his show. I am doing it because he stands for liberty. We must take this country back. I would rather die on my feet than be a slave on my knees. You've got to burn what it did for me watching these videos of this thinking of our forefathers, Alex, what they went through to save this republic.
And, you know, the establishment loves to attack the founding fathers. I was watching Keith Olbermann last night, and he had a guest doing it. Think of the time they were in. They were the most truly progressive, the most truly liberal in the spirit of freedom, you know, real liberalness, not the establishment counterfeit of today. They were amazing intellectuals, on par, even greater minds than the best Greek philosophers, the greatest Greek philosophers. And this country, for all the bad it's done, has been the most special, has been the greatest engine. I mean, 4% of the world's population, we had half the wealth. Then all the controllers and all the manipulators and all the charlatans came here to eat us out of house and home. They came here to carpetbag and to scallywag, and they've done a great job of it. And we just got to get rid of these criminals. And we got to get our spirit back. It's like when you've got a bad employee who's gotten out of control, and somehow they've got you bamboozled and you've been intimidated for no reason to not stand up. As soon as you finally stand up, it feels great. And the government is our employee, and it knows we're waking up, so it's trying to set up a police state right now. And we've got to point out to the police state enforcers, hey, you're getting enslaved too, Bubba, and they're starting to listen. So God bless you, and I really appreciate your call from Indiana. Thanks for holding to say that. You know, the word cling is true. And every once in a while, the fear creeps in. Every once in a while, not even fear. It's like, God, I love looking at a blue sky. I love looking at my son and daughters. I love swimming with them. I love hiking. I love the smell of cut grass. There was a sprinkler on yesterday. I was out in the backyard playing with my children for about 2 hours. 2 hours I spent with them. I tried to allot that time. I wish I could spend more. And the sprinkler, my son was watering plants, and he dropped it, you know, kind of the hand sprayer. And it was like a sprinkler because it fell to the ground. I always tend to simplify stories, and I go back and want to break it down. We're in the backyard, and he's got the sprayer on the end of the hose, and he's spraying some plants. It's not really watering them, but, you know, kids like to water. He's having fun. And he drops it and runs off chasing the dog, throwing it a ball. And so it was shooting up into an oak tree and shooting out into the sun, making a rainbow, and the smell of the water and the ozone coming out of it, it was like heaven. And I just said, this is heaven. It's so simple. And then I think, man, I don't want him to kill me. I don't want to not be here for my kids. I don't want him to or get put in prison or set up or lied about. And I just said, and you know, it's just God, you just take it, you just handle it. But also, when I pray, I say, God, don't protect me if that means it doesn't get my job done. You know, just whatever it takes, I'm here. I'm ready. And just protect my family. But if that's not in the plan, then don't. Now, I'm not here telling God what to do. I'm saying, give me providence, give me leadership, give me guidance and direction, help me be strong. And half the time I get the spirit of frustration and not doing a good job, and I need to realize that, no, I'm doing the best I can, and then when I'm just calm and turned over to God, I'm so much more articulate, so much more focused, and that's the path to be on. Trust in God, but tie up your camel, as the Bedouins say, or trust in God, but row away from the rocks. I mean, you know, take action, get involved, and do the best you can, and then just say, I'm doing the best I can, Creator. Will you carry me the rest of the way? And that's what faith is that I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to try to be the best person I can. I'm going to try to be a moral, good person. I'm going to try to be humble. I'm going to try to not be too competitive with people or too worldly or too hateful. I mean, folks, I can just instantly froth into evil. I can just shift into it. But the more I deny the flesh, the more I lay it down and just try to be a good person and really try to be strong, it's just so humbling at the same time. And in the humbling, it makes you so strong. And then you see people that are into the flesh, into the world, and you feel sorry for them, even your enemies. I kind of shift into looking at Bill Gates, enjoying all his evil and all the eugenics, and I hate him. But at a certain level, I just look at how pathetic he is. And then I think, how can we be ruled by this guy? How can he be winning? It's only because good people haven't stood up. If you lay down in a fight, you're going to lose, folks. You know, the only times I got my butt kicked in fights were the few times that I was a little bit in the wrong. anytime I was a little bit in the wrong, anytime I went ahead and let myself get in the fight fast, anytime I went ahead and said, sure, you want some, those were the fear times. But every time I was in the right and every time that I was outnumbered, it just couldn't be stopped. And that's what it is in every facet of life, ladies and gentlemen. In the times I was in the wrong, some little guy could kick my butt. But when I was in the right, I could sit there with four or five big, huge football players, 250 pounds, and just punch them each time, and they just lay right over, you know, just with bones cracking. The only problem was my fist would break. Bones would crack. And again, that's not tough guy talk. I'm saying you all know that. You've all experienced things like that. What's that Texas Ranger founder's quote? Print that off. I forget the exact quote. It's great having the team in there. Because they just run the TV show mainly. Genesis runs the radio side, so they can kind of sit there before I go live at TV and print me all this stuff. About a man in the wrong can't keep on a coming against a man who's in the right. Or a man in the wrong can't stand up against a man in the right, keeps on a coming. But when you are in the wrong, folks, you're weak. Well, you may win a few victories. You may be able to snipe at people, engage in evil, but you're not going to be fulfilled. You got feet made of clay, folks. I want feet made of carbide steel. Yeah, this is the King James Bible, Psalms 23, and I do cling to it. Because this is real, folks. What I do is real. Our trials and tribulations are real, but it's all a blessing. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. This is the most important part. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I think that's probably the most beautiful part of the Bible. And that's why the enemy doesn't want you to read things like this. Even if you're not a Christian, that is beautiful, beautiful ideas. It says so much in such a short period of time. It buoys the soul. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Exactly, like I was laying down in the green pasture. I just would lay there on the grass playing with my little 16-month-old girl. And the sun shining and the trees and the birds. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. With all this evil going on around us, ladies and gentlemen, he maketh us to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me by beside still waters. You ever walk beside of still waters? How it energizes the soul because it reflects God's love in the universe through the holy water. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He restoreth. See, whenever you're torn down, he builds you back up stronger each time you go through the flame. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We are all in the shadow of death. We will all die. We will all take that final journey. I will fear no evil. You must conquer the fear. Through God, through creation, through love. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Creation is with you. The Creator, the great Maker is with you. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. See, that's another variation of no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. See, you're anointed with discernment and understanding. With great knowledge comes great pain, but also great love. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. The cup runs over. And you're so blessed in every way. Blessed with health and blessed with beauty and blessed with friends and blessed with family. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I'm just so blessed to have, in comparison to many, such a good, wholesome, strong family. And of course, liberty and freedom and love of God does run in families. It runs in all of you out there to different degrees and different gifts. And you have to realize that you will fail, you will fall, you will die. This body suit, this earth suit is meant to decay. And in accepting that and loving that and enjoying the new life, you reach fulfillment. That's why when I was young, I never thought old people were ugly, and so many other people thought old people were ugly. Ooh, look at that old lady, look at that old man. If they still had their soul, if they hadn't been destroyed by the world, there's great beauty in our elders, just as there's beauty in a child, or beauty in a young woman or young man. The beauty of life. There's beauty in swallows or bluebirds that nest in my yard. Just as there's beauty in a grizzly bear or the salmon that scoops out of the river. There's beauty in all things as long as it's part of God's creation and God's order. And there is a time to live and a time to die. I know all these things are common sense, but do we think about them? Do we understand them? Do we understand that we're part of an endless chain and that our ancestors live through us right now? And that our progeny and their progeny to come, that we live through them. All the blood of heroes and tyrants and good men, bad men, artists, musicians, blacksmith, warriors, it all flows through your veins. No matter where you come from, what culture, what race of the human race, what variety, it's all there, that whole history. And all any of us really want to do is leave our mark in society and leave the world better than we found it when we came into it. We want to communicate with the future. We want to communicate with generations to come. Not just because we don't want to be forgotten, but because we love them. We love life. So in our literature, in our writings, in our music, in our films, in all we do, we send a message into the future. And all the evil of the past echoes with us today as well. But if you want to beat the New World Order, start loving yourself. Start loving your neighbor. Start loving your wife, your husband. Start loving the people around you. Forgive those that trespass against you, just as we have trespassed against them. But there are the psychopaths completely given over to the dark side, completely consumed by evil. It runs in their families. And most of them fall. And they are our mortal enemies unto the end. Let's talk to Mike in Wyoming. Mike, you're on the air.
Alex, I had an idea the other day as I was listening to one of your horror stories about people who've been electrocuted or killed for just the most minor infractions or for nothing at all by city cops or sheriff's deputies. And I wish I had the time and expertise to do it myself, but if someone could just set up a website and call it something like dangerouscities.com, that just listed these towns and cities where these horror stories took place, and just a brief snippet about what exactly occurred there. I then noticed the mayor and the Chamber of Commerce and said congratulations, you've made it to our list of most dangerous cities in the U.S.
It's a genius idea, and you've been calling for 10 years. You're a medical doctor. It'd be great to have a medical doctor do a site like that.
Yeah, like I said, I used to be a computer programmer too, but those days are long gone, and I'd be happy to contribute to the uptake or upkeep of such a site, but I don't have the ability to set it up myself. But if one of your listeners might run with it.
Oh, absolutely. We've given an email out before for a free DVD and had like 300 emails in 5 seconds wanting it, 300 plus. So I'm sure people have already gone out and tried to get Dangerous Cities. But we just got something else. What did we just get? Oh, you guys are doing high fives in there. Okay. They thought of another great name. Absolutely. Mike, what do you think about the whole state of the world? I mean, we've been expecting all of this, but it's really hard for me to even believe it's happening.
Yeah, it is. And most people in my little corner of the world here are still in denial. You know, there's a gradual awakening occurring, I think. And, you know, I write op-eds every 6 weeks as often as I'm permitted to by the local paper. And they've given me a lot of latitude. My last piece was 700 words.
Hey, Mike, you ought to write those for us and also publish them there. Writers@Infowars.com. Stay there, Mike. I want you to finish up the other side. Then we'll go to Jason, Kay, Ronnie, and others. And then Wayne Paul, brother of Congressman Ron Paul. Wait till you hear this guy. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security at GrafUndersafes.com. The security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graf Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. Protect the things you care about. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GraffUnderSafes.com. Or give them a call at 866-457-1801. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, but since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're just one human life worth.
What happened to be so?
All right, going back to Mike in Wyoming. Mike, go ahead and finish the point you were making.
You know, many of us, including your dad, I think, we're schooled by the Birch Society. And one of the ideas that they've always pushed is taking back Congress by means of the House, the lower house of the Congress, And I ran for Congress last year. I was only in this little town for a little more than a year, so I didn't have any illusions about winning. But it was an education for me, and then I realized why the system is broken. The all the debates, or almost all the debates, were set up by local chambers of commerce or mining groups or farming or ranching groups who all had their own agenda and a pretty well circumscribed set of questions that they wanted to address. If all you need to do, if you want to run for office and if you don't mind being center stage, is maybe through your church or through contacts throughout your congressional district, call people, tell them, set up their own debate. They might have to create some kind of phony front organization to sound legit, the Concerned Christians of America or whatever. But send out invitations and do them, on the weekend when people can actually attend. The problem was most of these organizations and chambers will do them during the week and they were very poorly attended. And, so it was very frustrating. The questions really didn't bear on the important economic issues of the day. They've limited your time to a great extent. If people set up their own debates, with a much better framework, allowing several minutes to say what you want to say and more meaningful questions, we could take back, district by district, this country.
Exactly. The establishment sets the agenda with pop and diversions and Michael Jackson for the general public. Then for people that are even politically involved, it's all special interest. I looked at running for office once, and it was all these groups sending me questionnaires. They all only care about their own special interest. We have to get the American people back involved, caring about the Bill of Rights and Constitution that was designed to protect us from all these special interests. The Founding Fathers were literal geniuses. But people keep saying the Constitution's failed. No, we failed to enforce it. And just running for mayor or city council or county commissioner or water district or Congress means you get to go speak at these events and inject real issues. So resistance is victory. Mike, good to hear from you. I'm going to come back, take a few more calls, and at 8 after, we're going to get Wayne Paul on for the balance of the hour in the second segment of the next hour. I've already done 2 hours now here, or just shy of 2 hours. I want to encourage everybody to visit Infowars.com and the secure online video store, bookstore, shopping cart. We also have more than 20 new T-shirts posted up there with great patriotic messages to help you meet like-minded people and get the word out while you walk around town or at the mall or at work or wherever. A lot of really cool T-shirts at Infowars.com and films like Endgame, films like Global Warming, Emerging Science Understanding, films like The Obama Deception, Fabled Enemies. Please peruse Infowars.com. Remember, your purchases of the high-quality DVDs, books, T-shirts, and materials, ball caps, you name it, also makes this radio show possible. Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or see all my films right now in super high quality and the live TV show that goes live in T-minus 8 minutes at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm Alex Jones, third hour, 70 seconds away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.